And the furniture and everything was entirely different than now. Mm-hmm. The people were different. Don't forget, we doubled the population in America since World War II.
Yeah.
And what it's done is bring in a different type of person here to this country. Most of the young people, and some of them were pretty decent people, some of them not. That's like human nature anywhere.
Right.
But we have a lot of young people who've never experienced the things that we experienced, and they don't know what it's like to ever have to really strive and sweat to get anything.
Yeah.
It's caused a lot of things to happen, and this is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you might say it's for the worse in some ways.
Right. Did what kind of clothing do you remember people using or having back in the older times?
Well, we didn't have much in the way of blue jeans.
Oh, really?
If I went to town to get a pair of blue jeans, I went to town to get a pair of Levi's.
Right.
That's about the only company we had ever got blue jeans from at that day and time.
Yeah.
Levi's.
Right.
And heavy jackets. The ranchers wore hats mostly in the summertime. Winter, some of them wear caps. I even have a photograph of one rancher with one of those, I can't think what they're called. I call them French cap. But it's cap that's got a fluffy top and then a bell on it.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
George Sibley, the journalism teacher at Western State College, wears one all the time. Some of the ranchers even wear them in the wintertime.
Really?
Some of them wear kind of a cloth helmet in the winter.
Right.
They'd go out and feed cattle in it to keep their ears warm.
Yeah.
And some of them would wear a hat and put a rag around their head to keep their ears warm, and then a hat over the ear.
What kind of footwear? Did you see cowboy boots? Or?
Well, they wore cowboy boots a lot, but they didn't wear them steady the way people thought they did in this kind of a country, because this was a snow country.
Right.
Now, some of them wore cowboy boots all right in the winter, but they'd wear what they call rubbers over them. Some people call them galoshes.
Okay.
You know, we call them rubbers. You know what I'm talking about? They were waterproof rubber things that pull up over the boots.
Right.
We had them for our shoes, too. We had them for high-cut shoes and for low-cut shoes. A lot of them would actually wear work boots during the wintertime.
Okay.
And that was pretty common.
Okay. Did you see people wearing things like overalls at all, or coveralls?
A lot of overalls, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Made out of denim then? Or?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, with the straps on the shoulders here, you know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they had adjustable deal here where you could adjust the length of the straps.
Okay. Would you call these strap suspenders, or would suspenders?
Suspenders, yeah.
Okay. And are coveralls sort of a newer thing, or are them?
Well, they had coveralls in. I got a photograph in 1926 of my dad wearing coveralls in the garage. Yeah, they wore coveralls in for some kinds of work.
Okay. So there's quite a bit of ranching here. Is there much farming at all in this area?
Not real farming as such. Homesteaders who came in here after World War I and stayed till about World War II mostly raised potatoes and truck gardens and stuff and sold them around. That's about all.
Is any fruit grown around here at all?
Or? No, you can grow crab apples, that's about all.
Okay. Do people have gardens here much?
A lot of gardens.
Can you grow gardens
here? That'd be onions, lettuce, cabbage. They can start cabbage by getting cabbage plants and cauliflower plants. And I have some squash right now, zucchini squash, they're easy to raise.
Okay. Can tomatoes be grown here?
Not unless you start them.
You gotta start them inside.
Or get them, keep them covered or something.
Okay, what about corn? Or
well, anything? Same way. You have a hard time raising corn. You can do it. But you have to raise them, start them, or cover them, or do something to keep them